Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. This is Caitlin, and I'm back with My Semester Off, the podcast series. I wanted to start this off by just thanking everybody so much for all the support and all the love y'all gave me. I mean, it's filled my heart with joy, and I'm just ready and willing to come back and keep doing this because I feel like I'm doing something right here. And if you're not familiar with this series, I suggest you go ahead and listen to my first podcast. It will kind of fill you in on who I am and what my goal is here. Okay, so let's get started with this thing. First of all, actually, I'm trying to think of maybe like adding like some sort of like little jingle or intro in the beginning of my podcasts. I know Shane Dawson does that for his, and I don't know about the other YouTubers because I basically only listen to Shane Dawson. But I don't know. I was thinking something along the lines of like, you know how in the old school Disney, well, I don't know if they do it now, but old school Disney, they used to have like, I don't know, like Lizzie McGuire or Raven Simone go up and be like, hi, I'm Raven Simone and you're watching Disney Channel. And then they'd have the little glow stick and it'd be like, dun, 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 dun. I think I might do something along those lines because I just love Disney, and I hope that's not copyright. I don't want to violate any laws while I'm getting started here. But, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I apologize. That was a little bit random, but I'm going to now shift the focus to the actual topic of this podcast, and that is all about careers. I think it really sucks that at such a young age, we have to, like, decide what we want to do for the rest of our lives right now. Like, I have no idea what I'm going to eat tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's kind of too much to plan for now. I mean, I envy so much people who know exactly what they want to do, especially when they're young, you know? Like, in high school, if they wanted to be a nurse, they can just take a whole bunch of, you know, anatomy classes and biology and AP biology, and then that would work towards, like, college credits and stuff. And then when they go to college, they can just get all of their GE stuff done, all their prerequisites done, and they're ready to go into the program. And then there were the kids like me who didn't know what the heck they were doing. And I'm gonna tell you why that is such a problem for somebody like me. I've been very lucky in life. I mean, I've never starved. I've never not had food on the table. And that does make me privileged in a lot of ways, and I'm thankful for that. But that doesn't mean my family didn't go through a lot of struggle. I mean, the struggle is real, especially now. But what I mean by somebody like me is that I don't have the money to keep switching majors. I can't just jump into a program and then, oh, decide, oh, I can't do it, and then just start another one, and that one costs money. And I think it basically comes down to not wanting my parents to have to feel a burden of having to support me, because I've seen them struggle, you know, and I just don't want them to have to worry about me. So I was super stressed in high school and, well, recently, because here I am, and I've changed my major unofficially maybe 6 times. And I'm sure that all my parents and friends are getting whiplash now because I've changed it so many times. I'm going back and forth between completely different majors. And I've actually created a list of all of those majors. And I think I'm including all of them, but yeah, here it goes. So when I was younger, I wanted to be a psychologist because I was going through some therapy sessions when I was young, and I just wanted to help people the same way the psychologist helped me. And so I was basically kind of leaning towards there for the whole time. And then when I was in high school, it was like psychology. And then all of a sudden I did 360 and changed it to interior design, because art has kind of always been in my blood. My grandfather was an architect in the Philippines, and my dad told me he designed some major highways and stuff and buildings. And also my sister, she was a visual artist at School of the Arts in San Francisco. And I think that was pretty much in my, that was like my freshman, sophomore year, I kind of thought of doing that. And then in my junior and senior year, I joined the track team and I was doing shot put and discus. Maybe on the last like couple of months of high school, I kind of realized that I wanted to be a physical therapist then. So then college rolled around and I started feeling confused again. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was kind of feeling unsure about physical therapy. So I started seeing this counselor at a career center at one of the colleges I went to. And she was basically asking me what I wanted. And I basically told her that I wanted to be in the medical setting because I thought, you know, medical's the way to go, but basically without all the science stuff. So then she was like, hey, maybe you can be a medical social worker. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, I could see myself, I guess, in that position. And then so I signed up for a sociology class and I damn near failed it. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's a sign. But to be fair to myself, I think it could have partly been because of the teacher, because he kind of had like this uninterested kind of monotone voice and he lost me. And then I randomly changed it to CSI and forensics because I love the shows and I thought that would be like such a cool job. And then that was pretty short-lived as well. I remember one time my dad asked me to take off the heads of these shrimps because he was going to prepare it for a dish because like its little eyes were looking at me and I couldn't even do that. And my dad came up to me, he goes, how do you expect to see dead bodies and be okay with that if you can't even take the heads off of a shrimp? And I was like, you know what? Good point. And then I joined a culinary program. I mean, I don't know if that was six, but I've changed it a couple of times and I've been there. And I think I read somewhere that a student will change their major about 5 times on average. You know, I didn't want to. I didn't want to change it 5 times. I wanted to be one of those stories where it's like, oh, little Jimmy's always been building toy houses out of his Legos and stuff. And then now he's a contractor. But now I guess I have to accept that that's not going to be my story. And my story includes taking a lot of those career aptitude tests, which I found to not help at all, mainly because it's hard to assess yourself. And literally, a lot of the questions are like, are you responsible, trustworthy, super cool, rad, have awesome hair? And then, you know, I'm thinking it's like, I'm a little biased, so I'm definitely gonna put strongly agree, even though that may or may not be the case. And those are basically just like online aptitude tests, not official ones like the Myers-Briggs ones. I've tried that one, and that one's like a personality type of test, and it shows you what jobs are compatible with your type of personality. And I could see how that can be helpful, but I think it's like the same problem though. I remember one time taking this test and I got the result of what was called a generalist. And my teacher was like, oh, well, that's good. That means pretty much that you're a jack of all trades. And as she was talking, I'm just looking at the piece of paper of my results and just looking at this sad looking graph that is just like completely constant. Like it would go up and down to show which one you were mostly like or most likely to do better in or I guess have more skills in, but mine was just a straight freaking line. And then I thought to myself, oh my god, am I gonna be like a good office drone or a good soldier? But I kind of wanted to be a leader or a specialist at least. And then my results just kind of got me thinking because it's kind of true. Like, I mean, I hate to say this, it sounds so egotistical, but I've done really well at everything I've tried to do. For example, I took an art class, you know, the teacher, he liked my stuff. I've been doing sports for years, and each time, like, my coaches have been satisfied with my performance. And I've done cooking, you know, I've never had anyone die or anything. I mean, one time I got this quote unquote compliment from one of the chefs. I was cooking bok choy in the woks and the chef came up to me and he was like, hey, good job on the bok choy. It was actually edible. But I didn't take that too much to heart. None of that stuff. I mean, I just kind of felt like I could have been better, but wasn't. And well, now that I'm older, in my wise age of 19, I've thought about all of those events, and I just kind of figured, you know what, maybe I just didn't find it yet. I didn't find the career that I excel in yet. And I guess I'm just doing my best to be okay with that for now. So I guess bottom line, moral of the story is, if you're in the same situation, you still don't know what you want to do, you just haven't found it yet. That's most likely the answer. And so before I end this podcast, I just want to update you guys a little bit on health and other things. First of all, I finally went to my physical therapist and he suspects that I have a bulging disc in my back, and that is what's causing irritation to the nerve. And so he's given me some exercises to do, core strengthening mostly, that he said could solve the problem. And lastly, some updates about my websites and stuff. I have a WordPress blog and also a Facebook page. So if you'd like, you can follow those and I will post my podcast there, along with updates and stuff. So yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys again so much for all the support. Please continue liking and listening and sharing. And there are more podcasts and updates soon to come. Thanks again, everybody. Woo!